Now the Venetians had something to gaze at, to talk about, and to envy. No one could remember ever seeing such a magnificent couple. Both were tall and had fine figures. The young lady was barely a hair's breadth smaller than he was. She was blonde, he was dark, and both held their heads high and free. Indeed, when it came to a noble and superior bearing, they could compete with the best. But one thing did not please the splendid bride, and it occurred when Baldassare told her that he would soon have to travel to Cyprus again in order to conclude some important business. The wedding was to take place upon his return. The entire city was looking forward to it already, as though it were a public celebration. In the meantime, the couple enjoyed their happiness without much disturbance. Baldassare missed no opportunity.